This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to this daily devotional special. It thrills me to bring you this word. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. It's a new start. The first daily devotional special of 2016. Beloved, we come to Philippians, the third chapter. And from verse 13, Paul says these words to the church in Philippi. He says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." He starts it by saying, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it." Not achieved what? Well, Paul is telling you, he has not achieved perfection, but I am sure in Jesus' name that he has achieved purity. That I'm convinced. But he certainly has not achieved perfection. He says himself in Romans, the third chapter and verse 23, he says very clearly, "We all sin and fall short." We, meaning him as well, all of us sin and fall short. Someone like Paul, who was so close to God and heard God's voice all the time, failed and failed again and failed again and failed some more. And what does he say? He's looking at his failures and he's saying, "I have not perceived it. I have not achieved perfection." But Paul says, "I focus on this one thing." So in other words, at this moment in Paul's life, when he is writing this letter to the church in Philippi, he's saying to them, "I focus on just one thing. There's only one thing I am truly focusing my mind on. And it's this. I'm forgetting the past. And I'm looking forward to what lies ahead." Beloved, behind us in 2015 is so much rubbish, so much discontent, so much anger, so much bitterness, so much fighting, so much conflict. And I'm only talking about families. I'm not even talking about friendships, about how our friends have hurt us, how we've lost faith in them, how we've lost trust in them, how they've lost faith in us, how they've lost trust in us. Why? Because of the tongue. Because what we have said, because of what they have said, because of the conflict that continues and continues and continues and doesn't stop. What do we do with it? We put it in the past, because that was in 2015. We're now in 2016. We're in 1 year ahead. So it's new. It's a new beginning for all of us, beloved. "I have not achieved perfection," says Paul, "but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Beloved, in the past are many hurts. In the past is much pain. I know it. I sense it. I feel it as I'm talking to you now. And as you're listening to this live broadcast, I can sense in Jesus' name that at this moment in time, as you celebrate this New Year's Eve, you are feeling pain. I know it. I know it like I know it like I know it. Everyone else is out celebrating. You're at home listening to the radio and you're feeling that pain. You're feeling the pain of the past, of what has happened in the past, behind you. But Paul is saying this word to you today. He is saying this word, that he is only focusing on this one thing. He's forgetting the past. And he is looking forward to what lies ahead. Beloved, we have no idea what is going to happen in the future. And I'm talking about tomorrow. I'm not talking about next year. I'm talking about tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow? Is the phone going to go? Are you going to get some great news? One of my closest and dearest friends was in hospital with advanced COPD for 2 months. We were praying and praying and praying. I've loved my friend Jerry for many years. You've heard his voice here on Worship Radio 247 because he is the one that sings all of the jingles, the Worship Radio 247 jingles. He's the one who sings them. He's my greatest friend and he's a brilliant musician. And he was home over Christmas and I went to see him. On Christmas Eve, I went to see him again on Christmas Day and the next day and the next day. We took him some shopping. We were looking after him. He could hardly breathe. He couldn't walk very far. And I was seeing my friend this way. And then this morning, he was called back to hospital because his breathing had got worse and he is now in the high dependency ward. But I believe what has happened to my precious friend Jerry is in the past. I'm looking forward to the future. I'm looking forward to seeing what God is going to do in this man's life as he touches his life in a special way. And I know that I know that I know that he is going to touch his life. I know it. I sense it. I feel it. You've been hurt. You've been hurt very badly. Someone has left you. You feel lonely. And you feel alone. But beloved, God is doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? He is saying to you right now, I will never leave you nor forsake you, says your Lord Jesus. You will never be alone again if only you will lift your eyes to where I am and follow me and allow me to pour my love into your life to change it totally and utterly. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. In me you can trust. In me you can trust completely. And that's something else, beloved. I believe you've been looking for someone that you could trust, and you didn't realize that you weren't trusting your Heavenly Father. You weren't trusting the Lord Jesus. But now you can begin. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. That, Paul says, is what he is focusing on. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Is that what you are focusing on? Because Paul insists that's the way. He goes on to say in verse 14, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. Not calling me, but calling us. I press on. I push on. I continue to battle on. And when he says the word press on, you know he's talking about battle. You know he's weary. I press on. It's like doing a marathon. And I've never done a marathon, I have to say. But I'm sure that if you're doing a marathon and you get to like mile 21, you hit the wall and you have to push yourself through that wall. Maybe as you're doing that and you're getting to the wall and you're pushing through the wall, what you're saying to yourself is, I am pressing on. I am pressing on. I push on. I push on for one reason, to reach the end of the race, says Paul, and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Christ Jesus is calling us. Beloved, what else can you do? What choices do you have? Let's be honest. Think about it for a second. What other choices do you have? You can say, oh, I'm not going to bother following Jesus anymore. It's too hard. What am I going to do instead? I'll go to Tesco's, I think. I'll get a cup of sugar. I'll get some baked beans. I'll buy some soup. That's what I'll do. Is that going to change how you feel inside? Of course not. But I know who will change how you feel inside. The Lord Jesus will change that in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye. He will change it. And all you've got to do is make a decision that you're going to focus on one thing, as Paul is, forgetting what is in the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. You need to press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Let us pray, beloved. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name for those wonderful saints, your beloved people, who you are touching with this message now. In Jesus' name, I pray in Jesus' name that you would pour your love upon them. If you want to feel God's love right now, just say these words. Yes. That's it. That's all you've got to say. Yes. Nothing else. If you are going to press on, if you are going to focus on forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, say yes loudly. Father, we thank you. And we honor you, and we glorify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you the honor and the glory and the power. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.